Hey everyone, and welcome back to another podcast commentary by yours truly. The topic of today's episode is how a piece of music can describe certain characteristics and central concerns that authors attempt to portray in their works of literature. Alright, so the works of literature that I am particularly interested in discussing today are Oedipus Rex, which is by Sophocles, Oryx and Crake, which is by Margaret Atwood, and finally Hamlet, which is written by Shakespeare. Now, the song that I believe unites all three works is called The Only Difference, and this is sung by Beat Child and the Salaka de Quiz, featuring Justin Nuzoka. Now, many people may wonder, how on earth can you compare a song to a work of literature? Well, you're about to find out. For now, I'm going to do a quick rewind and give you a quick summary of each piece of literature that I will be discussing. Okay, let's start with the play Oedipus Rex. So Oedipus Rex is a dramatic tragedy in which a prince is destined to kill his father, the king, and marry his mother, who is the queen. The king and queen try their best to avoid this situation, but despite their efforts, the prince murders his father and the queen ends her own life due to her grief. Next we have the novel Oryx and Crake. So this novel is about a man named Jimmy, who is quite often referred to as Snowman, who must learn to survive within a dystopian society where a widespread epidemic kills off the majority of humanity. Now, while facing all this, Jimmy must face his own struggles and barriers along the way. Our final piece of literature is the play Hamlet. So this is a tragedy in which Hamlet's uncle murders his father, who is the king, and winds up marrying Hamlet's mother, who is the queen, just so that he can inherit the royal title and fortune. Now, Hamlet experiences a wave of insanity and begins to act upon his thoughts by committing murders, and Hamlet, unfortunately, eventually dies as well. Now that the summaries have been discussed, we can get back to the central concerns that prevail through the three writers. The one central concern that prevails throughout those three mentioned works of literature through the authors is that they emphasize the idea of the desire for some form of a human connection. Now, through exploring the song The Only Difference, it can be proven that one song indeed has the ability to unite multiple pieces of literature. Now, there is one lyric in particular that I believe, personally, is vital in understanding this idea of the act of uniting works together. In the first verse of our song, it states, "Imagine you and me in a world where we could love and be as one. Baby, I believe in a dream where we've already won." Now this line is, although short, very powerful. It is speaking of a desire to be with someone, although there is something holding back the possibility of it all. Within all three works of literature, this is indeed the case. If we start with looking at Oedipus Rex, the prince has a growing desire to be in an intimate relationship with his mother. But the king is aware of this and knows that it is very wrong. When looking at Oryx and Crake, Jimmy, our protagonist, unfortunately falls in love with a girl through seeing her perform sexual acts on the internet, yet Jimmy is aware that his love may really just be lust. And finally, with Hamlet, he misses his father greatly and even imagines that the ghost of his father is haunting him. Hamlet seeks affection through Ophelia, but eventually rejects her when he realizes that her intentions regarding a relationship are not similar to his. Not only is this song that I've chosen hold the ability to express a central concern between authors and their work, but it can also prove certain characteristics of the authors themselves. An example of this can be found when the chorus is sung for the first time, and it states, "The only difference between you and I is everything and nothing at all." You're probably wondering how this line in the song even relates to what I'm talking about. Well, all three authors have one common message to express, and although they all have very different styles of formatting their writing and how they provide readers with the message, whether it is obvious, more subtle, somewhat hidden between the lines, it all comes through clear in the end. Well, that's all from me for today. Thanks for listening. I hope my commentary has persuaded you to look at works of literature differently. And maybe now you can all connect a song to a novel, poem, or play, and all on your own. Until next time.